Many of you probably are fans of short stories, much like I am. I tend to choose books that have short sections in them because it seems like after about 10 minutes of reading, the author loses me. I'm bored, my mind is off somewhere else, and I don't get the full understanding of what the author is trying to tell about in the book. Short stories and short sections have a way of teaching with little bites or little chunks, truths and life lessons that we can learn and apply as we go along in life. Some authors that were famous for short stories were authors like Jack London, Washington Irving, Edgar Allan Poe, and Nathaniel Hawthorne, just to name a very few. And many of these short stories that we read end in happy endings. Some of them don't, some of them do. In the Gospel of Matthew, we find embedded in this 8th chapter a short story about a miraculous event that happened in the lives of the disciples. Matthew, per se, teaches us or writes about Jesus as the Messiah that was predicted in the Old Testament. And this Messiah was supposed to be a divine king that was coming that would save his people. And as Matthew writes, the whole book unfolds a larger story of the proof of his divine power. And we see that in chapter 8. In this part of chapter 8, Jesus had just come down from the mountain where he had taught the Beatitudes. He was teaching at the Sea of Galilee from the boat where he was down in the boat teaching because there were so many people. And now it was time for him to go to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. Now, we have to understand that he had come down from the mountainside. He had now entered the town of Capernaum. He had healed the man with leprosy. The centurion had come to him and asked that his servant be healed, and Jesus went and healed his servant. And here now Jesus is in Capernaum at the northwest end of the Sea of Galilee, and it says when Jesus saw the crowd around him, he gave orders to cross to the other side of the lake. And then it tells us in our lesson today, he got into the boat with his disciples and his disciples followed him. Jesus got into the boat, his disciples followed him. We've been talking about being a follower of Jesus the past few weeks, and remember the rich young man that came to Jesus, asked what he needed to do to inherit eternal life, and Jesus said, obey the commands and follow me. And we've been talking about and learning about the importance of being a follower of Jesus Christ. And a follower of Jesus Christ is a disciple of Jesus Christ. The word disciple itself in the Greek means a learner or a pupil. So anyone who is a follower of Christ is learning from him, is one of his pupils and one of his disciples. We know there were this core group of disciples that had specific work to do, that were with Jesus everywhere he went. But when you look at the broader picture and the greater picture, we're all disciples in being learners and pupils of Jesus and followers of Jesus Christ. It tells us they got into the boat, Jesus got into the boat, and his disciples followed him. Now, if you read this in the context of Mark and Luke, Mark tells us that Jesus invited them, let's go to the other side. In Luke, Jesus said, let's go to the other side of the lake. So, in some sense, they were invited to follow Jesus into this boat, not knowing what was ahead of them. And it tells us that without warning, this furious storm came up on the lake so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. There was a furious storm, but Jesus. A furious storm, a fury, unexpected, without warning, but Jesus was sleeping. He wasn't alarmed. He wasn't caught by surprise. He wasn't worried. He wasn't all in a stir. He wasn't running around saying, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we're going to drown. We're going to drown here." In Mark, they're quoted as saying, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" In Luke, they're saying, "Master, Master, we're going to drown." So the understanding was that they were going to die in this storm. This unexpected event that came up in their lives was going to kill them. They were going to die. It was beyond saving them. The disciples went and woke Jesus, saying, "Lord, save us. Lord, save us. We're going to drown." You see, some people fall for this idea that if we're followers of Jesus, nothing bad is going to happen to us. Now, if you've been a follower of Jesus for any time, any length of time whatsoever, you know this is not true. Followers of Jesus experience hardships. Unexpected events that come on us suddenly without us even knowing. And we find ourselves in the midst of something in life that's so greater than us that we just feel like there's no way out. We're literally going to die because we don't know what to do. You know, in John chapter 17, when Jesus prayed for his disciples, he said, My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. Do you know that's what Jesus wants for us, to be protected? Not that we're taken out of the world and we live in some little box where nothing happens to us whatsoever. That's not the intent of following Jesus. The intent of following Jesus day in and day out, knowing that out in the field, in the barn, in the church, in school, in your workplace, in your car, walking down the road, in your home, doing dishes, doing laundry, cooking, at McDonald's, at Wendy's, wherever it is, we know that we're protected. There might be problems, but we're being protected in a special way. And as I read over this, I thought to myself, as Jesus said, "Well, you have little faith, why are you so afraid?" I thought, but Jesus, they came to you. Because that's what we're told to do. We're told to go to Jesus first and foremost when we're in the midst of this thing in life that's bigger than us. They went to Jesus. But you see, what they were afraid of was that they were going to die. And he says, "You have little faith. Why are you so afraid?" The storm literally wiped out their faith. And fear bubbled up out of them to the extent that they just knew they were going to die. So Jesus got up and he rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. And the men were amazed and asked, "What kind of man is this, that even the wind and the waves obey him?" What kind of a man, what kind of a human being is this? He was God in the flesh, in control of everything on earth. Remember Psalm 23? "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters, and he restores my soul." That's what Jesus is all about in following him. There are always greener pastures. There are always quiet waters. He will restore our souls. But better yet, he will guide us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Now, these men followed him as a sheep follow a shepherd. And you would have thought that leading them in the paths of righteousness would have meant that Jesus kept the storm from coming on them. But no, that's not the way it works with Jesus. Jesus leads us in the paths of righteousness, knowing that as we find ourselves in life dealing with all this that we're dealing with, that there's someone with us in the boat that is a greater power and in control. Someone who can restore our souls and give us peace. Someone who can give us that rest and that quiet that we look for. You see, in this 8th chapter of Matthew's Gospel, it's all about faith. There was the man with leprosy, came and knelt before Jesus, said, "If you're willing, you can make me clean." Jesus said, "I am willing. Be clean." The man had faith that Jesus could do it. He was wondering if Jesus was willing because the man was unclean, and Jesus was willing to even touch the unclean heart and make it clean. Then this centurion came and said, "Lord, my servant lies at home paralyzed and in terrible suffering." Ever feel paralyzed and terrible suffering? I know that feeling Monday afternoon as my back was in excruciating pain from lifting things in our basement, getting ready for the water to come into our basement should our sump pumps quit. And I ended up with terrible back pain, terrible back problems, excruciating pain, terrible suffering. Jesus said to this man, "I will go and heal your servant." And the servant says, "Lord, I don't even deserve to have you come into my house. But all you got to do is say the word, my servant will be healed." And Jesus said to everybody, "I tell you the truth, I've not found anyone in Israel with faith like this." And Jesus said to this centurion, "Go and it will be done just as you believed it would be done." Then Jesus came into Peter's house. He healed Peter's mother-in-law. He healed those that were coming to him that were sick. He was teaching about the cost of following him, but now in this short story, he was teaching about having faith that he would save us no matter what. I am willing. I will go. I will heal. I will save you. Great short story with a happy ending, so to speak. But the thing that Jesus was chastising them about was their faith, or lack of it, that they were going to die. You see, because ultimately, Jesus' followers never die. He saves us always, in this life and into the next. He saves us physically. He saves us spiritually. He saves us financially. He saves us psychologically. He saves us socially. Day in and day out, He is about the business of saving us. And we have to remember, wherever we are, whatever we're doing, whatever we're in, whatever the doctor says, we have to remember we are in the boat with a greater power in following Jesus Christ. Followers of Jesus are headed somewhere. We are headed to eternal glory following our Master who came down and said, "Follow me, I am the way and I'll show you the way." And if our heart is right, we say, "I will. You are my Master and my Lord. Lead me. Lead me." We're headed somewhere. And we have someone in the boat with us on that journey. And He will not let us die. You know, when we plan to go on a trip, now I'm a map person. I still use maps. I love maps. I don't know why. I guess it's that I enjoy trying to drive and read the map at the same time. I know we've all done that. When you look at these maps, you don't see the mountains. You don't see the potholes. You don't see the dangers. You just see the roads. And you say, "Well, I'm going to here. That's my destination." And you start out in faith, knowing that whatever comes along the way, you have a greater power in the boat with you to overcome those obstacles along the way. You see, faith in Jesus is knowing that He's going to save us. And He's going to ultimately save us from death. That's what they were afraid of. "We're going to drown. We're going to die." Jesus says, "No, you're not going to die." I like the way it says this. The waves swept over the boat. Now picture this. They're in this little boat, and the waves are sweeping over the boat. This happened in this particular area because of the geography of the area created sort of a wind tunnel as the river came down into the Sea of Galilee. It created a wind tunnel, and these storms would come up real quick, so much so that the waves were sweeping over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The storm didn't rattle him. He wasn't afraid. Because he has the power to command everything in this life, even the winds and the waves obey him. We've been through an awful lot since I've come here, since the beginning of the year. We've all been through our storms so far this year, and there's going to be more. We know it. We're human beings. But one thing we need to remember, day in and day out, no matter where we are, no matter what we are doing, we have someone in the boat with us who will not let us die. Now, granted, we may die physically. And we have to understand what Jesus is talking about here. We may get sick, we may become ill, and yes, we may die physically. But followers of Jesus Christ never die. And that's our faith in Christ, that he will heal, he will go with us, that he is willing to save us. And we say, wow, what kind of a man is this that we have in the boat with us? He's Jesus Christ the Lord, our Messiah and our Savior. Let's pray. Lord God, what compassion and mercy, what a great plan of salvation in Jesus Christ that you've given us. We are human beings, Lord, that become afraid at various times in life. We're going along on this journey of faith to eternal life in Jesus Christ. But even so, we become afraid. Need to be reminded that Jesus is in the boat with us. And if he's in the boat with us, that he will save us. Lord, I pray that that's our hope this coming week and each day of our lives. That we have a greater power with us. And his name is Jesus. Amen. As we stand to close this morning, we'll close by singing 580. 580.